You are tuning into The Library with Tim Einico.
In 2016, the Art of Rap Tour made a stop in Brooklyn, New York. During this stop, two legends had the great chance to sit down and chop it up for a few minutes. Those two legends were Public Enemy's Chuck D and the late, great Love Bug Starsky. This week on The Library with Tim Einico, we play that interview.
Chuck D along with
Starsky, the Mr. Barber Babal, first generation of hip hop.
The Barber Babal,
and I'm still involved.
Yes. One of the greatest MCs and DJs of all time. To do it both, he's a Bo Jackson.
Hey, yeah, because I really didn't want nobody to fuck up my intro or my outro. You know what I'm saying? And in between that, you know?
And then, all the stuff. I mean, when you and Hollywood and y'all team up, look out.
Oh, man, listen, man. It's just a blessing just to still be around. I mean, to see how everything revolved into, you know, some good, some great, some fucked up, you know? Yeah. And it is what it is, but it's a blessing to be here with you.
Oh, man, likewise.
Sometimes we get down, mama, having a good time, we say, how many people out here know about the Macho Man meeting the Patty Duke, guys? Well, if you know anything about the Macho Man,
I was there when y'all got signed at Def Jam.
I saw you, man. I had my autograph.
Elizabeth Street.
I had my autograph. Mr. Starsky.
Yeah, I was sitting right in the office. Y'all came in 25 deep.
Yeah, you know what? But you pointed at us and said we had to believe.
Yeah,
him in the Mets.
Listen, man, in the Mets. Hopefully next year I'll be on the Art of Rap tour.
Yes, that was the reason for this. The reason for this is not for us, but to pave the way to go around the country.
I mean, the
four
first
times
generation,
a year.
You know, it's only like three of us left from the first generation of hip hop. You know, before rap records, that's really, you know, like you ain't gotta go under a rock and clean them off right. And bring them back. You know, I mean, love is love. You know, and I definitely believe in what I've done and still do. I mean, I never had a 9-to-5. Chuck and us keeping it 100.
That's blessed.
You know,
this is
what I do.
This is what you do.
Support myself, my family, and whatever. You know, I take the good times with the bad times.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's real. You know, I believe in my music. I'm still in production. I'm working with the Whispers now. Allison Williams.
We get some Love Bug Starsky records now, some songs.
Yeah,
we got the biggest rap radio in the network out of everybody. I mean, look, way because
look what I did at the Fever. Look what I did at the Fever.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, everybody came to the Fever.
Of course.
I mean, anybody that was somebody in the rap business came to the Fever for one reason or another.
Right.
You know, Larry Smith, he used to sit up in the DJ booth with me all day, all night. We go to his house, record the records, and, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And anything you want to do, Chuck, I want to be down.
I'm gonna come back and get some drops from Love Bug Starsky,
no doubt.
And we're gonna look to go blast that music.
I'm rocking with Curtis Blow. I'm his DJ tonight, and
can't get better than that. Can't get better than that.
You know we're gonna do daydreaming and all of that.
How much I need to kiss you and run my fingers through your hair, but then again, it's just my imagination.
How Curtis Blow not gonna come to New York and not do daydreaming?
I'm like on some fanboy shit.
To help this situation, daydreaming takes me where I want to be.
And I gotta say out there,
so are you gonna actually do anything? You gonna throw?
Well, I'm DJing behind Kurt, and you know, and time is limited.
Yeah.
So you know, we gonna just stick by the rules, you know. And I just, you know, I'm just glad to be here, man. You know, all jokes in the corner. And y'all just keep doing what y'all doing out there. And a lot of people know that I don't give up a lot of interviews because I like to get paid for my shit.
You know, are you telling me that somebody should be doing?
No. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. I'm not going to throw you out there.
No, I'm saying what I should be doing. I'm going to make it happen.
I mean, my manager, Armin Henderson.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it's like everybody, you know, that's into the game now, especially a lot that laughed at me in the beginning, like, yo, that shit ain't gonna last and this and that. Everybody's like,
Can my son get a job with you?
Yeah, or, you know, trying to tell me what to do or how I should feel. Or, you know, everybody got a great suggestion. You know what they're amount
like,
up to.
That's like, you know, somebody, you know, in retrospect. Everybody said, oh, damn, you know, that dude Picasso that used to be around here, he did have something going on. That's how much his paintings are going for.
you know,
they heard all the same shit in their neighborhood, but they're artists.
It's one of those things, man. It's a beautiful thing. And to be in this business right here, it's a blessing and a curse. You know, and at the end of the day, man, if you rough enough, you tough enough, you still be around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, DJ never stood for dumb jerk. There's a lot of DJs out there, but, you know, I don't know what it stands for. But
there's a lot of DJs out there paying a lot of paper, man.
Yeah, you know.
Push buttons.
I'm a late bloomer. I always have been. You know what I'm saying?
You're at the right place at the right time.
If you keep
your right, you know, state of health in mind, you're going to be soaring all the way to 75.
Hey, Chuck, now, you know, in this business, there's a lot of talented people that can't catch a break, and there's a lot of untalented, lucky motherfuckers out there.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? So, like you said, right place, right time. Mm-hmm. And when you do get there, have the right surrounding around you.
Right place, right time, right body, right state of mind.
That's right. Yeah. I like that. Let's put that on tape.
Take it, man. No royalty.
My man.
So go for the gusto and reach for the sky.
Do the right thing.
your own veggies doing?